Well, boys and girls, I'm only going to do one more letter with you today, and then we'll leave it over the summer as all the people are coming and going, and then we'll come back again, God willing, in September, and we'll pick up the alphabet and learn some more lessons, I hope, and some verses from it. I know it doesn't sound or look like the summer today. I went and got my summer haircut, and I think maybe I jumped far, far too soon. But we're hoping and praying that things are soon going to change. Now, I brought with me the letter today, and it's the letter... Very good. Very good. I think you and Daddy have been up half the night thinking about this and wondering what the letter was going to be. It's the letter I. Well, last week it was the letter H, and I reminded you, boys and girls, and I reminded all of us, that whatever the circumstances that we find ourselves in, He knows the way that I take. But it's the letter I today, and I want you to find for me a verse in John's Gospel, chapter 14. So if you've got your Bible open, or get it closed, in fact, that would be cheating if you have it opened, but get it closed and hold it up and find for me John chapter 14 and verse 6. So see if somebody can find that for me, please. There's a lot of moving chairs, but nobody getting up. Thank you, John. Go ahead. Thank you very much indeed. And that's a very simple verse. But boys and girls, this is a very important verse, and it's very, very special to me, because this was the very verse that God used to bring me to Himself. One night, just at the side of my bed, this was the verse that God used, and I knelt there and trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. So John 14 and verse 6 is very precious to me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The background, of course, to this is that the disciples were very discouraged. They were very, very disappointed, because the Lord Jesus Christ had been explaining to them that one day soon He was going to leave them. And He was going to leave them and go to the cross, and there on the cross at Calvary, He was going to die for their sins and for your sins and for mine. And then, of course, when He would die there on that cross, He was going to be buried, and on the third day He would rise again, and then He was going to ascend back to heaven, to the place that was rightfully His before the very world was ever made. And they couldn't understand that, because they'd been with the Lord Jesus Christ, they'd grown to love Him, they had watched Him performing all these miracles, and their hearts were very sad. So Jesus said something to them, and He said it to encourage them. He says, look, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Now then, Thomas asked a question. The question he asked was simply this. He says, Lord, how can we know the way? I think that's a great question. How can we know the way? Well, boys and girls, I tell you what I did the other day. I went out to look for a place and I couldn't find it. So good is Satna that I couldn't get the place. But when I got into the area, I did the most sensible thing. I just pulled into the side of the road. There was a man out walking, and I said, excuse me, could you tell me where to find such and such? Oh, he said, you're in the right area. He says, you just go down that road there. He says, when you get to the crossroads, take right, take the first left, the second road on the right. If you take left again at the crossroads, it's just across the hill. I thought, well, that's brilliant. And I thought, well, I'll just move on and I'll try and find somebody else, because I still hadn't got a clue where I was going. But what happens when we want to know the way anywhere? We usually ask directions. And Thomas said, Lord, how can we know the way? Here's what the Lord Jesus said. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You see, that dispels a lot of the things that we hear in our society today, boys and girls and grown-ups. Dispels a lot of these ideas and notions that somehow we can just drift our way through life go our own way, do our own thing, and at the end of the day it will all plan out, and someday we'll all be in heaven. It's not like that. It's not like that. The Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the way. No other way. Not one of many ways. He says, I am the way. He pointed to himself because he alone had the words of eternal life. He pointed to himself because he is the only Savior for sinners like you and me. He pointed to himself because there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. One day I went into a school assembly. I was chatting with the boys and girls, and then we had to come out again. The teachers were doing something, so the headmaster very kindly brought me and the Baptist youth worker at that time, Mike Ewan, out to sit in his study. And as we sat there with the headmaster in a school of some 500 children, I turned round and I said to the headmaster, thank you so much for giving us the privilege of coming today. He turned around and he said to me, well, Pastor Taylor, no, the privilege is all ours. I'd like to thank you for coming today, because with so many children, they need to know the different ways that there are to heaven. And I said, sir, it's a privilege to be here, but there's only one way to heaven. And Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but through me. Boys and girls, remember that. As you go up and go out into a world and listen to all kinds of things being said to you regarding God's salvation and the different ways and the different faiths and all these different things, just remember the words of Jesus. I am the way. If you and I are not trusting in him today and heading to heaven on the basis of what he has done for us, heaven we will never, ever see. Jesus said, I am the way. Remember that and trust him and put your hand in his and follow him every step of that way.